We'll just go with that. We'll use that setting.
This setting.
This setting here.
Okay.
All right. This is, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Can you hang out there for a little while?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try and adjust myself how you are, because you seem quite comfy. I'm put the pillow under there, adjust my balls.
I'm very Roman Emperor right now.
Yes. I'm going to hold grapes above your head.
The secret is the pillow actually supports your head instead of your hand so that you don't, you know, your hand doesn't get tired and your wrist doesn't start hurting.
We'll see how that goes. It's supporting my armpit,
which is... Yeah, you're not... You don't have the pillows right.
It's decidedly less elegant.
Yeah, and it doesn't support you as much. You got to have the support, the supportiness that is the pillow.
Yeah, let me... Hold on. Let's see. Grab some of these decorative fuckers. Here. Put that there. Get... Sit in it. No, it's not working.
You are so bad at comfortable.
I can't be comfortable. I can't make comfortable work. God damn it. Fuck it. You know, I'll fiddle and fool. We're at home. It's me and you, and I'm drinking in this one. So I'll just let the vodka make me comfortable, and we'll go from there. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Nicholas.
Don't yawn on it. You're gonna make everybody yawn.
I'm sorry. I just the cat yawned.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, Nicholas.
Welcome to Dork.
Yay.
Say welcome to Dork.
Oh, welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
And I'm Carol Moore.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork episode. I forget which one this is. I think 160, maybe 161.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, you wouldn't. But yes, you could tell by the comforting sounds of how nothing's echoey. It's all cushioned and protected and soundproof that I'm in bed. And when I'm in bed and doing the podcast, I have Carol with me, my lovely wife. And here she is.
I'm here.
Yay. James was dealing with all sorts of fun that is being a teacher, which involves way more staff meetings than I was aware of. He's like, I can't do it. I got all this crazy shit going on. So, Carol, yes. Always a wonderful fill-in. So she's like, what are we going to talk about? And I was like, oh, we'll figure out something, because we always do. But I did think of something to talk about.
Okay.
And you today... Like, you work at the theater.
Yes.
You run, the business.
Yes.
But today there was a matinee.
Yes.
On a weekday.
Yes.
Yes, and that's for the children.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that they can have the opportunity to watch, like, classic plays, you know, plays that are important to see.
Stuff that's part of the classic American lexicon.
Correct.
Stuff they need to know. Stuff that's a good experience for them at this young age.
Yes.
And what are they seeing now?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
No. No, that's not what they saw today.
It is too.
No. Carol, what did they see today? So, Carol, a little preface. When they have shows like this, kind of the classic works, the Young Actors Program sets up a fundraiser where they sell concessions, candy and popcorn and things. And that money goes to helping support the Young Actors Program. Wonderful thing. That's a lot of good for a lot of kids. So Carol was helping sell candy today. And it was a group. What was the age group?
Most of them were between 13 and 15.
13 and 15. A very impressionable time. For the youth. Carol's hair right now, if you want to know what it looks like, pull up your phone and do a Google image search, Jesus, of Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And that's exactly what Carol's hair looks like right now. Very anime. Very, like, let's say I'm a teenage boy and I have all these fantasies in my head of a woman coming into my room at night. She's got Carol's hairdo. So Carol has that going on. And today she decided to wear a comfy shirt.
I wore comfy pants. The pants were rocking. They were like 1940s style pants. Mm-hmm. And with that, I wore my black bodysuit.
Right. So it looks like a shirt, but it's not. Because it can it's fine for the office. You know, you're doing office stuff. But it also creates fantastic cleavage. Décolletage, as they say in the theater world. So Carol looked up at the line for concessions.
Yeah.
And noticed what?
Every single one in my line, except for like one or two, were all the boys, and all the girls were in the other line.
Yes. So I can pretty much say without question that tonight there are like 90 teenage boys just beating the shit out of their meat like they caught it breaking into their house.
How was I supposed to know? I'm old.
Well, you should know because we've been watching little bits of Big Mouth on Netflix.
I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Big Mouth is Nick Kroll's show. It's an animated show about...
puberty.
Yeah, it's all about puberty. And so, like, the first episode, John Mulaney's character is visited by... the puberty,
the hormone monster.
Yeah, the puberty demon.
No, the hormone monster. That is his name.
That's his name?
Yes.
Oh, right. So the hormone monster appears to him and like makes him beat his dick off to like a kitty cat clock and, you know, all that shit. And Carol goes, is that real? That's not real. And I'm like, well, I mean, I never beat my meat at a friend's house, but that's not saying that I don't have friends that did it. I mean, teenage boys are pumped full of hormones and... it's very easy to masturbate as a boy, especially when you don't give a shit. So we discussed that a little bit. Puberty is awkward for everybody. But, yes. When you're getting erections all day long anyway, you're just throwing fuel in the fire. And I can guarantee that memory of the candy lady is going to be one...
with the blue-green hair. Uh-huh.
That one is going to be stitched into the memories of several young men for a goodly portion of their life. Because it doesn't take much. Like, I mean, nowadays, thank God kids have the internet and they can find actual pornography. When I was younger, you know, you could... Let's say, for instance, I was not here for this. But... let's say, for instance, a guy had a slumber party, which guys don't do. He had friends over. And it's him and two other guys, and they're watching TV at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they go to the Scramble Channels, which is where the pornography is, Carol.
Yeah, Skinamax.
Skinamax. And you could fiddle with the dial, and Playboy Channel, too, back with you just had the cable running into the box. You had the Playboy Channel up on the high stations, which wasn't full porn, but it's like Playboy's level of porn, where it's like, ooh, they're nude and make this obviously having sex. I can't see anything, but you know, they're making lots of noises and thrusting about thrustily. So, with just the audio, like, I mean, again, this was the desert of pornography. Like, every guy had two or three Victoria's Secrets stashed under his bed, just. You know, that's the, in case you don't have porn, break glass, you got this stuff. I remember a pretty awkward moment when when I was 16, we moved from the house I'd lived in my whole life to another house. And my dad was helping me move my bed downstairs into the moving truck. And we flipped up the box spring, and underneath I had like cut a hole in the little papery fabric underneath the box spring, and I had stuffed my porn in there. And it wasn't a great collection. It was stuff that I had like gotten from friends, like magazines, like individual pages and shit, not even whole magazines, and stuffed them up underneath there. So we flip it up and there's like, you know, a little dirty treasure of porn under there. And I was like, all right, let's get this out of here. My dad's like, well, oh, okay. And I just, quickly as I could, got it downstairs and leaned it up against the wall of the moving van. so he wouldn't see it. So when it came to, you know, you didn't always have one or the other. You know, you didn't always have the whole package. What I mean is, sometimes you had the pictures, sometimes you had the audio. And so there was a tale of a friend of mine who went to a sleepover at another friend's house. It was him and three other guys. And they got, you know, late night, they got fiddling around with Playboy Channel. So there's four dudes in pajamas staring at scrambled porn, trying to get it to kind of work out. And they're getting the audio, and some video, but it's really dark in there. And the kid who lived there had, God, there's a lot of backstory to this. So they were watching it in the game room of his house, the pool table. Around the pool table, all around the top of it, his dad had little flags of the world all over. And a couple of these had fallen down. And the kid had one of those and was like kind of whipping at his crotch with it. You know, not like obviously masturbating, but totally kind of whacking.
Like a little mini flag?
A little mini flag. Like whacking it. I guess because it was slippery or whatever. I don't know. Like, is that rayon fabric? I don't know. I wasn't there. But
then how do you know it happened?
Because my friend was there and he told me about it. I don't know what he was doing, but
I'm sure he was doing something worse if he was sharing what this dude was doing.
Why?
Well, you know, the whole thing about, like, I'm going to put attention on him so no one pays attention to what the heck I did.
Well, he didn't call it out, but he's like, he noticed it. And again, he never told me he was spanking it. But anyway, four dudes in there watching scramble porn in the dark at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure there's some untoward business happening. But anyway, so they're watching this for a little while. And he looks over his shoulder and the kid's dad is standing behind them and had been there for some time. And when he notices that this kid is notices him, he clears his throat. He goes, ahem! I think it's time to go to bed. And they're like, huh, yes, sir. Flip it off. All went to bed. So yeah, before the internet, shit was awkward.
Yeah, I was lucky. My dad owned a video store in a little small town.
Uh-huh.
So it was a retirement town, so we never got, like, porn in the shop because that was not appropriate. But Playboy had videos out, and we would get the Playboy videos. And the Playboy videos were almost like the Playboy magazine. Like, they would have, like, I can't remember if it was one a month or one a quarter. I just remember there was one, I want to say, that was February that had some blonde chick with, like, a red sheet wrapped around her. But when we would have slumber parties, because girls did have slumber parties,
mm-hmm.
They'd always want to do the movies that, first they'd start off with the movies that were like, this will show a little bit, but not a whole lot. And then they would go, and toward the end of the evening when the parents were done, because we'd be allowed to stay in the basement, when we knew the parents were asleep, that's when we'd whip out the Playboy videos.
But to clarify, your dad owned the video store, mm-hmm. but it closed and he had all the videos.
No, at this point in time, the video, he was still open.
So how did you had access to all the videos at the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones that, because you only had so much space within the store. And so when you would get the new shipment in, he would take down some of the others.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Backstop. And then those would go into our basement. So, and there were some things that were naughty that I never, ever, ever watched. Like Caligula always seemed like a bit much. Not because of the sex, but because of the gore.
That's the difference between guys and girls. The guys would start there. Like, this might be a bit much. Yeah, let's do that.
No, the Playboy ones were actually really good. You know how people always say, I read Playboy for the articles. These videos were dirty. But if you were a girl, you gave zero shits about the nudity of the women. You wanted the other things that were in these videos.
For instance?
Well,
I'm asking because, like, my friend Ben had several of these videos, and they were all just like Pamela Anderson, just like taking her clothes off in an extended time in an elegant setting.
No, this was in the 80s. So they tried to do more. Like, I remember the one thing that I distinctly remember, they had, what's his name? Dudley Moore?
Okay.
The guy from...
Yeah, I know Dudley Moore. Yeah. Arthur?
And I can't remember what interview type thing he was doing, but I do remember he sang a song about a chick named Flo. It was a dirty limerick type thing that he learned as a boy. And it was like, "Oh, dear little Flo, I love you so, especially in your nighty, when the moonlight flits across your tits. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty." So there was that.
This is the shit that the guys would be fast forwarding through. Like, it was seriously like Playboy Club, like,
right?
It was like all the parts.
So, but that's the part,
like,
we
all
watched.
The parts of Playboy that no the guys don't look at
is what the girls look at.
They put that onto a video,
yeah,
just for you,
yeah.
What the fuck?
That video is also where I saw the "fuck falls into many categories" thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adjective, yeah, verb. That's the first time I ever heard that, and I remember they would have like the little pop-up things that were like the comics that you used to get in the Playboy magazines. Mm-hmm. You know how they would have the slightly nude comics. And the one that I remember the most had nothing to do with sex. And I don't know why it got me, but it did. It was in hell. And you had these like demon taskmasters. And you had these two, you know, tortured souls. And they were carrying this ginormous Christmas tree. And the one guy's looking at the other and goes, "You know, Christmas just isn't Christmas without snow." I don't know why that stuck in my head, but I had weird things like, I remember being at my
pretty weird.
I remember being at my great grandmother's, and I always thought Johnny Carson was Johnny Carson from The Tonight Show, nice old man.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a book by Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
The name of it eludes me at this moment, but Happiness is a Dry Martini.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those books done in the 60s that looks like a children's book.
It's like a party book.
But is actually, yeah, exactly. And I found it and I read it. And my grandmother was appalled. Like, she was like, "That's dirty." And basically it had the same kind of...
It's like a cocktail book.
Yeah.
Like the first stand-up albums were...
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know that you could just record comedy and that'd be enough. It was like Red Fox would do these party albums, which was obviously recorded at a club where people are drinking and stuff like that. He's got a drink. And it's done like he's telling jokes and stories at a party.
Yeah.
So you could play it at a party with your friends and you'd have this going on in the background like music. But instead it's jokes, dirty jokes and things.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So, you know, and girls want it too. To be honest, though, girls not that into nude men. Like, we want to see them almost nude. We want to see everything but the penis.
Which is a shame because that's really all we want to show you.
Like, I've talked to several girls and women, because I'm like, maybe I'm weird. Maybe there are women who are just like, yeah, penises are beautiful. Love the penis. No, most women I know are like, they love the chest, they love the butt, legs. You know, they all have their own personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet have I run across one that's like, penis is my favorite. Aesthetically speaking, like, looks wise. Yeah. I'm not talking about what can it do for you.
Sunny and I actually had this conversation on the last episode.
Seriously?
We were talking about, I was talking about my coworker who was getting full beaver shots from this chick randomly.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You told me that.
And I was like, that totally works for a dude, but it doesn't go the other way. Even though dudes, the first thing they want to do is like just send a chick a picture of his dick and
be
like.
Yeah, I do not understand the whole dick pic thing. It's like, hey, let me take a picture of my dick. I don't want to see your dick.
But you don't understand. We think that's all it takes. Because on our end, it's just like, if a chick walks in, she's like, look, here's my vagina. We'd be like, oh, okay. Thank you. Like, that's... But on the other hand, when it goes the other way, just like, here's my penis. I'm calling the police.
I've never gotten a dick pic. I have gotten on accident, if you remember.
She was hot.
No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't. She was a big old lady.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing was, like, it had to be. Okay.
Don't be polite. She doesn't listen to this.
So I got a picture of an African American's vagina. And she sent me two pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded, like, one right after the other. And I responded, and I'm like, I don't believe you meant to send this to me. Good news for you. I'm a lady. Bad news is someone's seen you. Sorry. And she's like, oh, you know how it is. My boyfriend's away and he wants to send it to me. I'm like, yeah. I understand, but I'm not him. It was very weird and awkward. And it wasn't something I ever wanted to see.
You didn't send her anything back?
No.
You weren't like, hey, you know, tit for tit, you know, it's fair.
There was no tits. And I'm very glad that there was no face either. It was like her face was buried in the couch. Like, I really wanted to tell her was, if you really want to make him happy, you need to light that better.
Okay, two things. One, wrong number. Two, let's talk about basic technical lighting. Obviously, you're in your living room. Maybe turn on all the lights. I know it seems like a little bit much for you, but the flash is going to really throw things off, and it makes you look a little oily.
Well, you heard about the lady on Craigslist that was trying to get a photographer to photograph or video their wedding night?
Qua?
I love this story, because this is obviously not a theater person, and we were discussing it at the theater, because this could only be thought of by a non-theater person. So, there was a girl... And she's getting married, and she's getting married to her beloved,
yeah.
And they're both virgins. So she went on Craigslist and is trying to find a photographer / videographer to take pictures of the wedding night. Not the wedding, the wedding night.
Photographs?
Photographs. Because she wants to, I think it might have been a video too. I can't remember. But because she wanted to commemorate the special moment. She's like, I don't want like close-ups of things or anything. I want them to be tasteful, but I just want to have pictorial memories of this night.
They're both virgins.
They're both virgins.
So the first time this dude's supposed to fuck, it's supposed to be in front of a professional photographer?
Right.
What the fuck?
And here's the thing. You and I have done theater. Mm-hmm. You and I, more importantly, have done film. Maybe mm-hmm. not like huge film, but we've done film.
Mm-hmm.
So we can tell you with assurance that natural lighting ain't nothing natural about it. You got stuff shining in places that blinds you if you look the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You got people going, okay, I need you to kind of tilt this way. Now move down this way so that you can get the exact image.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want tasteful photos done of sex, it's not going to actually be you having sex. It's going to be you simulating that you're having sex. Like, I'm pretending I'm having sex so I can look good in this photo.
I guarantee you, if it's two people having sex for the first time on their wedding night, no pictures will be of them actually having sex. It'll be a lot of like the guy going and like have a hand up, like pushing toward the lens and like maybe crying. Why? What is this? Is this sex? It always involves a cameraman.
So, but yeah, her photographer for the wedding was like, I'm not doing that. So she
was trying to find somebody.
Trying to find someone on Craigslist. And of course, I'm sure she got a lot of pervs. Like, I'll do it. But like a true professional would not do it, because a true professional would tell you, like, boudoir photography, anyone who's ever had that done, first off, in order to look good on film, you have to take the most awkward positions ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you've got to be lit from like above and the side and below, which does not really help with the mood.
Righto. Yeah, Leia in the old brass bikini thing.
Yeah.
In Jedi, like, she had to sit up.
Yeah.
Super awkward and straight, so there weren't any lines or anything, and it was like a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, that's why when people are like, so, you know, do you ever have trouble, like, guys, they're like, do you ever have trouble, like, not getting a stiffy when you're doing a love scene in a movie? And they're like, no, because it is a very, very technical thing to do. And you're more worried about, like, okay, now we want you to shift like this. Now move your face like this. Okay, now we can't see her face enough. Girl, sweet, now we need you to kind of move over to the side just a little so we can get a little side boob, you know? So, no.
Yeah, that's why they make the big bucks. They don't make that much.
I'm not talking about porn people, baby. How much do body doubles make, though?
I can't think it's a ton.
I can't think that it would be.
I mean, if you're like Al Pacino's hired ass, you know, where you're like always filling in for him, I'm sure they do okay. But if you don't have any lines or anything. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know, they could just get a stripper.
Yeah.
It's like willing to show ass. Also, you might need to spray tan it a little bit. Put a couple veins on it so people think it's like a 70-year-old dude's ass, but a toned ass, because it's Al Pacino. We have to pretend that his shitted and all wrinkly and sad.
Gross.
Whatever, man. Do you want to do this picture or not? Right. So seriously, y'all would sit around watching Playboy videos? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it would start with Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had
the rape scene.
Well, yeah. But no, we would do it because you had the jocks were semi-dressed in a lot of the scenes. and plus there was cursing, so that was naughty. And then, you know, we'd have a couple of, like, films within that type of genre. And then when the parents would go to sleep and you knew they were asleep because you could hear the house creak and you could hear them snoring, that's when you'd put in the Playboy videos. And you would watch them. And we would fast forward over the naked ladies because we had no desire to see the naked ladies. And if we
are the jokes? Isn't there any articles in here being read aloud?
If we wanted to be really naughty, then we put in Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Okay.
That had a dick shot.
My.
Yeah. Like, and not like a lot of movies. It was like, and now we're going to pass over. And oh, look, that might have been a penis. No, this is a guy washing in a bucket. And he decides that I've got to wash the jewels too.
Well, to be fair, that is how we bathe. Like, we get in the shower and it's just like, let me wash this.
And that that's one, not clean enough. Because it was Lady Chatterley's Lover still, and it was D.H. Lawrence.
Still not clean
enough. D.H. Lawrence?
D.H. Lawrence. Scrub it.
The plot itself was kind of like,
scrub it really good.
You know, the plot itself was a bit like, I'm ignoring you. The plot itself was a bit like Remains of the Day. Is that the one with Anthony Hopkins, Remains of the Day, where he's the butler and what's her? Okay. So the movie itself was like that, just interspersed with sex scenes. So we would fast forward through to the sex scenes. And the chick who played Lady Chatterley was the same one who was Emmanuel.
Hmm.
Well, Emmanuel, that was like one of the first like dirty movies that wasn't like hardcore porn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's because I'm older than you, and I guess I got different porn than you.
Oh, no doubt you did.
Better porns from the sound of it.
Yeah, okay, so there's a few different versions. I'm guessing it's not the one with Nicholas Clay. The fuck is that?
It would have been Lady Chatterley's Lover, done in like the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, this is 1981.
Yep.
Stars Sylvia Crystal and Nicholas Clay.
Click on Sylvia Crystal and I bet it says that she was in known for movies like Emmanuel. And...
All right, we're learning something about ourselves. She died of cancer. What? She was 60. She was a looker though when she wasn't dead. Ah, look at that. You're right. Holy fuck. Best remembered as the lead character in 5 of the 7 Emmanuel films.
I've seen 2.
God. Yeah, she's pretty fucking hot. French softcore porn erotic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a character created by Emmanuel Arsen in the novel Emmanuel. French Thai actress born in the 30s in Bangkok. Joys of a Woman detailed the sexual exploits of Emmanuel, the bored housewife of a French diplomat.
Yep.
How ribald!
I remember, one of the first sex scenes in it, she has sex with a total stranger in a plane. And they don't even go to the bathroom. Like, they do it in the airplane on the seats. And then he decides, let's go fuck in the bathroom. Which has always struck me as a trifle odd.
Just a trifle.
Yeah.
But this is like the old school planes where you could smoke and shit.
Yeah, it was.
And they were like, it was like a good sized seat.
It was.
And the plane might not have been full.
So, I could not tell you the plots of them because, again, you know.
Fucking on a plane, obviously.
Well, we'd fast forward to the sex.
Huh?
And you'd watch the sex.
We could totally watch a porn together because we keep alternating scenes. Like, something for me and there's something for you. Like, let's get through this bullshit with the
I like the
midget
stuff.
And the three dudes.
Like, I've seen hardcore porn, like the real porn, where they're like actually having sex, as opposed to the soft
fucking
porn.
Carol, they are fucking
fine. Fucking
they are.
As opposed to the soft porn, where you
they
know,
make love.
No, where they're not really having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, they're really not.
Show.
And I prefer that. I would rather to have the emotions of sex than to watch a penis or a dick go in and out of someone's vagina. I'm like, that's too much. I don't need that. The motions are fine.
In the 90s, that was the suspense section of Blockbuster. Like, there wasn't porn in Blockbuster. They did not have that. And they didn't really have, like, adult film. Like, soft Skinamax. But they had suspense. And what suspense was the Skinamax films on VHS. Like, basically, it's like, you look for... was her name Jean Triplehorn? Is that the right name? She was like a porn actress, but not. She was in Waterworld. Hold on, the chick that was in Waterworld. Come on, Wikipedia, don't fail me now.
I don't know,
but she got her start doing those kind of like suspense movies, where it basically is like, here's the story, but really tits everywhere. Jean Triplehorn, that's her. Yeah, she did all sorts of like, let's see.
Have you ever been shocked?
Erotic thrillers.
Like, you think you're watching something else, and then you're like, oh, whoa, I'm watching softcore porn.
No, whenever I watched softcore porn, I knew exactly.
I actually had one. My sister and I, we rented The Lover. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of this film. We actually own it. I do genuinely like the film. Okay. And it's supposedly semi-autobiographical, based on a novel. And it's all about this French girl in French Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And when she is 14 in real life, but I think in the film they make her 16. She embarks on an affair with this like 20-year-old aristocratic Chinese dude.
In Vietnam?
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's Chinese in Vietnam, in French Vietnam. I don't understand the political climate. I'm just telling you.
They could have just gone to China or France and gotten that sorted out.
No, this is based on her life. This is what she had. So, anyway, I don't know. China took over Vietnam for a while, didn't it?
Man, everybody. Because
this took place in like 1920 something.
Everybody ran Russia out over Vietnam.
Yeah. So
it's like the Korea of Vietnam.
Well, this was when China and France were the two that were roughshodding it. So anyway, they have this really torrid affair. Her family's awful. Anyway, my sister and I started watching it, and we thought we were watching like one of those, you know, PBS drama type things.
Yeah, and then you saw his little Chinese dick come out, and you're like, oh yeah.
Well, it's getting like
saucy.
They have this sex scene where he's ramming into her so hard he moves her across the floor until her head hits the wall.
Yeah, he's just making sure it's in.
Yeah. And I saw that with my baby sister. I think I was like 16, 17, and she was 13. I'm like, hi, my, no. And she's like, if you stop this, I will hurt you. I was like, well, who am I to deny you? I think it may actually have been the first time that she, because she did not have the opportunity to see the videos that of my dad's video store. By that time,
the first dick she sees is a Chinaman?
I can't remember if they show his dick.
They may have, and you were just like, ah.
I don't know. I like I said, there aren't very many dicks that I remember from movies. Like, I know, for example, I know I saw the piano and Harvey What's-His-Face's dick is in that one. And he's supposed to be like very well. Yeah. And he's supposed to be very well endowed. I do not remember that scene at all. In fact, about the only dick shot scene I remember is the one from Lady Chatterley's Lover when he's, you know, taking the bath thing. But that's only because I saw it like, I don't know, 87,000 times.
But we don't like the dick. I did watch the dick for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, but that scene, like they also had like close-ups of like his stomach and his chest. And that's what you go for. Like you can ask women like, hey, did you ever watch The Highlander? Yeah. And without fail, they'll be like, the opening credit with the back, right? Yes. Because they have opening credits and he's doing, I don't know, Taekwondo. Yeah, he's doing Taekwondo or something. And you see his back move. Women love that.
You can study swordsmanship with that dude now.
Really?
I saw an ad on Facebook. He does lessons. He's like, swordsmanship, 20 years of swordsmanship and martial arts for film. Adrian, what's his fuck, will teach you.
Well, didn't he start off as like a stunt person?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just like move into something where you're swinging a sword all day long. Unless you're Christopher Lambert. And then you're just like, I can do anything.
So, and then there, speaking of like messed up stuff that you used to see as a kid that involved nudity.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you remember Beastmaster?
Yes.
And those weird hag ladies who were fine from like the neck down, mm-hmm. but from the like from the face up, you were like Medusa. Ah!
Yeah, baby, that's enough for most boys, since we, you know, got started talking about like Randy Little.
And that was okay. Like boys. My parents would let me watch that.
It as a kid. Like, I watched it many times.
So, what is it? I mean, they were naked. They were hot. What makes it like, oh, well, they've got that face, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's enough for your mom to go, oh, they're monsters. And your dad's like, yeah, that's cool, isn't it? But, like, as a kid, like, with no ready available pornography, you beat off to anything. Like, the whole National Geographic joke, that's not a joke. Like, there were tribal titties, and you're like, boobs! I mean, sure, they're, you know, you learn a little bit while you're spanking it. You're like, oh, they traditionally carry goods on their head. That's But like anything with tits in it. I remember my friend Ben and I watched Commando every day for a summer because there's like two scenes in it with tits. Like actual tits. In one of them, they're tits in duress. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger throws... Oh, what's that dude's name? Bill Duke. He throws him through a door, and there's like a couple in the next room like doing it. And since it's like 80s action movie, there's got to be tits. There's like a quantity. It has to be a quantity of
that
tits.
That wasn't just 80s action movies. That was 80s movies, period.
Yeah. Well, so they go through, and because the only other woman that really features on screen was Radon Chong, who was very flat, the chick, they made up for it, like I guess they had to balance the scales, so that when he throws Bill Duke through the door to the adjoining room, this chick is huge, a big old like porn star titties, and they're like swinging all over the place. And me and my friend were like, stop it and reverse it like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. And like, you got to realize that like after, like right after the scene, he throws Bill Duke through like this rebar separating wall and like impales him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like boobs and then and blood coming out of his mouth, and we're like, rewind it, it's boobs. 4 or 5 times, like that Sleepaway Camp, I remember.
But surely you had more movies, because like I said, the 80s,
Schindler's List.
Oh god, no, like the 80s, I remember I used to love Smokey and the Bandit.
Uh-huh.
And I liked Smokey and the Bandit too. Smokey and the Bandit, you had, you know, Burt Reynolds and Sally Fields, so what's not to like? And then in the second one, you have Burt Reynolds, Sally Fields, and Dom DeLuise, and an elephant, a pregnant elephant. So what's not to like there? The third one, no Sally Field, no Burt Reynolds, no
Smokey
Dom DeLuise.
Smokey is the bandit.
Well, it ends up being the bandit gets played by his friend Snowball.
Snowball? Snowman.
Snowman.
Snowball is Clerks.
So to make up for that, they're like, well, we have no Burt Reynolds, we have no Sally Fields, we have no Dom DeLuise, we have no pregnant elephant. Every 10 minutes, we're going to have nude women in cutoff shorts.
Well, Cannonball Run 2. That was another one of our big summer favorites. Because there were just tits all in that movie and Lamborghinis. No, one is that white Lamborghini Countach driven by Daisy Duke. But, yeah. Again, it was a godsend for kids.
I used to love to watch Bachelor Party.
With Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Like, I have not watched it since I've been an adult,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would still like it. I really should try to track it down and see. I do remember that as a young lady, usually I'm not into dick and or fart humor. That is pretty much still the case.
Yeah, last night you chided me.
But yeah.
For
but,
barf jars.
But for some reason, they had a stripper there called Nick the Dick.
Yes.
And I love when Tom Hanks goes, Nick... Or should I call you Mr. Dick? And Nick goes, Nick will do. Well, and they go to put the hot dog bun around his schlong so that the fiance will grab it. And it's the schlong instead of the hot dog. And it ends up being her mom instead. Which is always a way to, you know, give a good impression to your future mother-in-law. But I think it has, like, his fiance was the redhead from Motley Crue's Cherry Pie.
Nice. Well, I was not that familiar with that film.
We and should watch it. I just to see if it's good or if it's one of those things.
It's Tom like, Hanks. What's not to like?
Yeah, or if it's one of those things like Beastmaster, where I'm like, oh yeah, well, I should never have watched that again. That and Sheena, I should never have watched that again as an adult. It was very sad.
Well, I was not familiar with Bachelor Party or Mr. the Dick, and I had a coworker who for a year solid every morning when he saw me, he'd be like, "Hey, Nick the Dick." And I didn't know the reference. The guy was kind of awkward anyway, you know, so I just, but I didn't get it. I didn't get the joke. So finally one morning I was like, hey, Lee, look, I'm sure you're referencing something. I don't get it. All I know is that every morning you walk up to me before I have coffee and you call me a dick. Could you please not do that anymore? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's Bachelor Party. I was like, yeah, I have not seen the film, sir. Like, I saw it when I was younger. It didn't really go anywhere. I saw no humor in it. I was like, Tom Hanks is a bus driver. How far could this go? And, like, it really kind of threw me off. So, yeah, that's my whole experience with that.
Well, you should watch it again. We should watch it again. The other one that was nudity and sex was Barbarella.
I never saw it.
That one is so incredibly bad that you need to see it just to see it.
Okay, what's it about? Wait, is that the Jane Fonda one in the future where she's it's all tits and shit and the orgasm machine?
Yeah. Like she's looking for Duran Duran. I believe that is where Duran Duran got their name.
The band?
No, she is looking for the man, Duran Duran. Like I said, I believe Duran Duran, the band, watched this movie and was like, that's a band name.
It's like Steely Dan and Naked Lunch.
So I remember she has sex with like at least, well, she has sex with the weird furry dude who saves her from the dolls.
What?
She has, you gotta watch it. She has sex with the angel and that makes him be able to fly. He's still blind, but he can fly. She has sex, sort of. They use the pill with the guy from the Resistance. Wait. She has sex with the orgasm machine.
Okay, so that's enough. I don't know what this nonsense is.
Oh, it's like you'd swear you're stoned while you watch it. We're gonna watch it.
I don't want to do this.
No, we're gonna do it.
See, I didn't get any of that shit. Because my parents got Stars instead of HBO or Cinemax or anything like that. They go,
I didn't have HBO or Cinemax, but I had a video store.
No, I had Stars, and it had R-rated films on it. So I would watch R-rated movies on Stars, which is the classic film channel, being like, all right, this is going to have nudity in it.
No, that's why you ended up watching things like...
Midnight Cowboy.
Yes.
It was rated X. But, no. But it was there was sex in it, but... I didn't feel good about it. Or Midnight Express. That's the one about the guy that went to the Turkish prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's sex in that.
Again, he didn't feel good about it.
Didn't feel good about that. The Deer Hunter. I watched all of The Deer Hunter when I was 11. Because I was like, there's got to be tits in this. It's rated R. Yep.
Nope. You should have watched Revenge of the Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Yeah, it wasn't
all. There's all kinds of tits in that.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I was 10 when I saw that. And I was like, rated R. All right. Nope. There are tits in that, though, to be fair. There are a couple scenes where they're like, but they're not like directly on screen. They're kind of like in the background to let you know that McMurphy has a hooker.
And now, conversely,
The Shining. I watched The Shining.
You know, in the 80s,
and there are tits in that, but
yeah, because it's the 80s, and they would throw tits in everything.
But they turn into old scary lady tits.
And then for
tits.
A while, because you have PG and PG-13 and all that kind of stuff, that they stopped doing the nudity for a while.
Now it's like it's on Game of Thrones and stuff like that, but they don't like
Westworld.
Westworld is fucking fantastic. But
it's like Westworld, you see so much nudity that you're like, I don't even care that they're naked anymore, which I think was what they were trying to do. Yeah.
It's like you're totally desensitized to it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I just stabbed that in the chest with my knife to feel something. Westworld. Great fucking show. but Fast and the Furious, right? If those movies were made in the 80s, there'd be tits all over them.
Oh, all over them.
But with the internet... If we want to see tits, we're just going to see tits. You're like, no, I want to see a movie with cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cars and tits. No, I mean, you can have like a sexy lady around or something, but like we're watching cars race.
No, I think you're right. I think because porn got so easy to see, they stopped just gratuitously putting nude stuff in.
Yeah, like if I want to see nudity, I'll see exactly what I want to see.
Right.
Like if I want to see, you know, Asian schoolgirl banging two French dudes in a phone booth, I can find it. No problem. Like, that's the thing. And like, if Sonny was here, he'd go, oh, yeah, you want... That's a Eiffel Tower with a fortune cookie twist or whatever. You know, like, some... Like, there's genres for all of it. Like, it's out there. You can find exactly the thing you want. In fact, I bet if we looked on for you, we find, like, chick porn. And it's just a dude, like...
giving flowers.
Yeah, like folding laundry, but he's got his shirt off and he's like, let me stretch over and get that iron. There we go.
I think chick porn are romantic comedies, which is why I'm a little bit bitter that we haven't had any romantic comedies out lately, except for that one.
The Big Sick?
Yeah, that I have to see. I haven't seen it yet. I want to, though, because it's the first time that they've done a romantic comedy in forever. I miss them.
Well, I think there's a resurgence coming.
God, I hope so. Like, literally, there's been a dry spell for at least, like, 5 years. And people thought I was crazy. Because I would be like, I like romantic comedies. I'm very upset that they haven't had any in a while. And people were like, oh, yes, they have. And they would start naming, like, romantic movies. And I'm like, that's not a romantic comedy. This one dies. This one, I mean, it's a romance, but it's not a comedy. It is not a romantic comedy. And they're like, what about this? What about this? And finally, they'd be like, you're right. There hasn't been one for like 4 years. And I'm like,
Catherine
Heigl,
Renee Zellweger, Jennifer Aniston, get off your fucking asses.
We need another Meg Ryan and, you know, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even be happy with just another Meg Ryan because she was like the queen of romantic comedies for a while.
Yeah, but everybody's using CGI now and it's hard to fit that into romantic comedies. Like, you know, cinematographers putting it together goes, okay, so where does the fire come out?
I know. I don't care. I like me a good romantic comedy.
I don't care where the fire comes out. Okay, so you would be fine with, like, you know,
like Nora Ephron was a goddess.
I wrote you a romantic comedy once. Remember, like, you were like, I was like, we'll just write one. Me and you, we'll put one together and we'll just make it and sell it. And we did this whole thing. It was about, it was right after I found out I was diabetic. And it was all about a big fat dude finds out he's diabetic and, like, as he's like...
Yeah, you came up with this while you were drunk in 15 minutes while we were in bed. It was not exactly a romantic comedy.
No, it was in the kitchen. I talked you through the whole thing. I was not drunk because my writing's far more disjointed when I'm drunk.
He tried to come up with a romantic comedy.
I did come up with a romantic comedy.
No, you didn't.
It was. I did. It was good.
No, it wasn't.
Just because I hadn't gotten Meg Ryan in to do it yet, and she can't do it anymore because her face is all broken.
Her face is broken. It's very sad.
She tried to fight the aging. I want to be a cute little elf forever. You can't.
Nope.
Nature says no.
Although I will say, the ladies that I have seen that have gotten just a bare minimum amount of plastic surgery,
mm-hmm.
and one of the main thing that they've done is they've gotten the neck tightening thing,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't have the jowl thing anymore.
Yeah, what they do is they grab the skin on either side of your neck and they pull it back to the back of your neck and they go with the construction stapler and they...
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Cut it along your jaw so that you can't see it. But anyway, that...
And you sneeze too hard and your tongue falls out like that, a Colombian necktie.
That actually really works. I know two women who have done it and they took like 10 years off their... And they don't look like they had work done. That's like pretty much all they had done. And they look amazing.
Yeah, they yawn too hard. It splits open like a goddamn snake.
Yeah, well, that's one plastic surgery I might do.
Oh, I can't figure out how you're laying there because my sides are like tightening.
Again, it's all about the pillow.
I can't. Carol, I don't know how the pillows work. I'm a man.
Learn
like, I come in and there's like 40 pillows on the bed. I'm like, what are these for? And you're like, you don't know how they work. It's like when I was a kid and my sister would like make me like do a transformer. She'd like, transform him into the robot. And I just go, there you go. It's like, how did you do that? I'm like, it's easy. You just got to know the steps. That's the way you are with fucking pillows. You're like, no, look, if you do it like this, you turn it this way, this is for you want to sleep on your side, but you want to like, have your legs apart. And this, you could brace your back while you're sitting up. This one, you kind of fold it into an artificial husband so you can sit up when you're watching movies or you can eat. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Get the pillows off the bed. A bed should be a flat, a merciless slab, slightly off the ground so that you have something to sit on before you go to sleep. But
no.
Then again, my ribs hurt right now, and yours don't. So,
yeah.
You know, fair. Well, this has been insightful.
It's been odd.
Why?
I don't think we've ever had a conversation about... I mean, you have had conversations, and I've listened and smiled, but... I don't think I've ever shared my naughty childhood past.
Yeah, but that's not even naughty. Like, when we were watching Big Mouth... And the dude jerked off over at his friend's house. I was like, yeah, first time I jerked off, I thought I broke something. And you're like, huh. And like I told you, the whole experience of like whacking it in the bathtub because I'd read about it in a Penthouse letter. So I was like, this, I don't see the point. What is the, I think I have to pee. I think I broke something. I think I just had a stroke. No joke intended. Oh my God. What happened? And then when I got back into my bedroom after like finishing my shower, I did it again. Immediately, I was like, well, that maybe that was a fluke. And then like every night for the rest of my life, because, yeah, you flip the switch. I can't imagine it happens accidentally for chicks, where they're just like, what is that?
No, I can't believe you were ever so innocent that you thought it was broken.
Do you know me?
I don't know. Chicks have their own, you know, like you have your starter kits like in middle school before you ever really start thinking about sex. Someone gives you Flowers in the Attic and Something by Jackie Collins.
Flowers in the Attic?
Seriously. Because they have sex scenes in that one, but it's still not, it's not considered a sex novel.
Because it's incest.
Yeah. And then you have
Diary Jackie of Anne Frank.
No, Jackie Collins. Someone usually gives you a copy of Stars. I don't know why it's almost always Stars, but it is. Like, I hate Jackie Collins. I think she's a horrible writer. But I remember reading all about Lucky.
The fuck are you talking about?
See, you're not a girl.
I'm not.
You have to read all the Flowers in the Attic. These are the things that, like, slowly... I'm not saying they teach you it's about sex. I'm saying that they... Those are the things that you read and you're like, oh, well... There went a little bit of my innocence, and I guess I don't believe in Santa anymore. Kind of thing.
This is Santa porn?
No. But I'm just saying, you know, those steps in life where you, like, grow up and move. And I can't say for all girls when they start to masturbate, that's a personal thing that we don't discuss. We only discuss which shower heads do it the best.
With guys, it's just... Yeah, how old are you? 10 or 11? 10. Oh, 11. Oh, okay. It's a fact. It's a force of nature. You do it to her. Oh, let's see. That doorknob looks kind of like a boob. All right. And then if you're lucky, your cousin gives you like a third hand VHS tape that's got like three or four different sections of three or four different porns that another guy burned onto it. And it really fucks you up because it's got Ron Jeremy and then some dude with like an alien head.
See, kids, that's why you should be grateful for the internet.
Yeah, you never had to see a dick with sideburns. 90s were hard. With that, I'm Nick Moore.
And I'm Carol Moore.
And you have been dorked. I'm sorry. This week on Dork, weird pubescent sexual escapade. Not even escapades. God, I was fucking homeless.
Yeah, you were.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Drinky drink.